This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Ashley Henning, a sergeant first class in the military, celebrates her 37th birthday with family and friends in her home, Elizabethtown, Kentucky. After guests leave, she and her husband, Jordan Henning, also military, argue over cleaning up and putting away the slip and slide. Nest security video from their home shows Jordan pulling a gun on Ashley while she pleads for him to, quote, be a man and begs him to put the gun down. He shoots her 4 times, and then the gun jams.
Not satisfied with only 4 hits, Henning runs to another room to clear the jam and reload. Henning shoots his wife once more, then spits on her body. The couple's 3 children were home at the time of the shooting, one of whom called 911. During his arrest, Henning apologized for killing his wife and in court claimed he broke after years of abuse from Ashley. Ashley's family denies Henning's claim and says his tearful apology in court was made only to manipulate the jury.
Tyler, Briley, and Carter, I'm sorry I took Mom away from you. I'm sorry for the hurt and the trauma that I've caused you, and I'm sorry for failing you. I love and miss you all so much. And I know nothing I say will take away the pain of her loss. Boo Bear, I love you, and I'm sorry I took you away from us all.
Jordan Henning, age 34, guilty of first-degree manslaughter, now sentenced to 20 years behind bars. Victoria Vidal, 55, gets pulled over on a traffic violation. Turns out she's got an active warrant and suspended license. The officer detains her in his squad car, and when he returns to her car, he finds sitting in the driver's seat a raccoon named Chewy, holding a glass meth pipe. With such an obvious clue, officers search the vehicle, finding a large amount of meth, crack, and 3 other pipes. Vidal adds felony possession, 3 counts possessing paraphernalia, and driving under suspicion to her list of crimes, but she isn't cited for owning a wild animal. Police confirm Vidal has legal paperwork for Chewy, who was unharmed, but obviously high. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A cold case dating back nearly 45 years in Oregon now points to a notorious California serial killer. Authorities have identified remains found off Interstate 5 near Woodburn in 1980 as those of Larry Eugene Parks, a 30-year-old Vietnam veteran last seen in Pensacola, Florida. Oregon State Police say convicted killer Randy Kraft is the sole suspect. Known as the Scorecard Killer, Kraft was convicted in 1989 of murdering 16 young men and is currently on death row at San Quentin. Police say a coded list found in his car in 1983 may reference dozens more victims, including Parks. The breakthrough came this year through forensic genetic genealogy, linking Parks' DNA to relatives who had lost contact with him in 1979. Police say evidence tying Kraft to the crime is still under review, but they're confident they've identified the right man. A man previously convicted of violent road rage incidents in California is once again in custody, this time in Hawaii, after allegedly assaulting a mother and daughter in downtown Honolulu. Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner has the latest on the case.
39-year-old Nathaniel Radimack is facing new charges after a confrontation on May 7th in Honolulu's Kaka'ako neighborhood. Police say an 18-year-old woman was attempting to park when Radimack sped past in a gray Tesla. After a verbal exchange, Radimack allegedly exited his vehicle and assaulted both the young woman and her 35-year-old mother, Diane Ung, who was a passenger. An infant in the car was unharmed. Surveillance footage appears to show Radimack punching the teen through her open window before turning on her mother, striking her in the face. Ung suffered a head injury and was knocked to the ground. Radimack fled the scene but was arrested the following day in Waikiki. He faces charges including unauthorized entry into a motor vehicle and 2 counts of third-degree assault. He is also being held on a no-bail parole revocation warrant. This incident comes less than a year after Radimack was released from a California prison. In 2023, he was sentenced to 5 years for a series of road rage attacks in Los Angeles County, where he was known for attacking vehicles with a metal pipe while driving a Tesla. Despite the severity of his offenses, Radimack served only about 10 months before being paroled in August 2024. Attorney Gloria Allred, who represents several of Radimack's California victims, criticized the early release, stating, quote, "This is someone who apparently remains dangerous, who has not learned his lesson." Authorities have not yet confirmed whether Radimack will face extradition to California for violating parole.
Nathaniel Radimack remains in custody in Honolulu with bail set at $100,000.
Thanks, John. Haley Arnie, 15, is at home in Fairbanks, Alaska. When the teen's family get up the next morning, they can't find Haley. Alaska State Troopers respond to a missing persons report 7:12 a.m. They are told Haley last seen between 10 p.m. and midnight wearing black pajamas adorned with stars and a black hoodie. Haley is a 15-year-old girl, blonde hair, brown eyes, 5'1", weighing only around 95 pounds. If you have info on teen girl Haley Arnie, please call Alaska State Troopers in Fairbanks, 907-451-5100. Repeat, 907-451-5100. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Missy Grace.